We begin with the Ethiopian Airlines crash, which has killed 157 people. There are no survivors of the tragedy which saw a new Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliner crash in clear weather just 6 minutes after takeoff. It's likely that many passengers on the flight were headed to a United Nations conference in Nairobi. People from at least 35 countries were on board when the plane came down, with the largest group from Kenya. Ethiopian Airlines says it's now contacted all the families of the victims, including Ben Kuria in London, who woke to the grim news that his father was on the flight.
I'm still probably in shock from just finding out what's happened, not just to him, but to all the people that were on flight ET302. First thing that I saw was a message pop up that said that an Ethiopian Airlines aeroplane had crashed near Addis Ababa, and then it was just a roller coaster of news. I think shortly after that, I found out that nearly everybody had passed away, and it was just a frantic rush to work the phones to kind of try and get any information that we could get.
And according to Ethiopian Airlines, the captain of the ill-fated flight was a senior pilot who'd notched up more than 8,000 flight hours. Questions are now being asked about the aircraft itself. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 is the same model that crashed in October when a Lion Air plane came down in Indonesia, killing everyone on board. In Australia, Virgin has 30 of those same planes on order, with the first due to arrive at the end of this year. The airline wouldn't be drawn on whether it would review that decision, saying it was too early to comment. Professor Ron Bartsch is an aviation law expert at the ANU and is a consultant with Avlor Aviation. He joined me earlier. Professor Bartsch, two crashes from Boeing's new model in 5 months. Does that ring alarm bells for you?
Obviously, until we have a full investigation, it's important not to speculate, but obviously that is something which does stand out straight away. I think the other important thing that you've got to consider is the fact that this is the Ethiopian's only 737 MAX. So it's a first of type entry into service for them 5 months ago.
What is the safety record of Ethiopian Air? How is it regarded in the industry?
Africa hasn't got the best safety record of airlines, but having said that, Ethiopian have got a good safety record. But you wouldn't expect something like this to happen with a brand new aircraft when weather appears not to be an issue.
Do you know of any other new plane that's recorded two fatal accidents in its first year of operation?
With any new aircraft type, there's always new issues. You recall when the Airbus A380 came out, and then there was that catastrophic engine failure in Changi in Singapore. That was a result of a product design fault at the early stage of when a new aircraft comes in. But you've got to bear in mind, the new generation 737, Boeing 737, has been an incredibly reliable, successful and safe airline. So the MAX is a modification, albeit with some more automation and some more changes. But they're the things that, I guess, if I was looking at it, first thing I'd be looking at is the fact that this is relatively new into the airline's fleet, and I believe it's the first of its type.
And the new system in this Boeing 737 is the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MCAS. That was an issue in the Lion Air crash, and there are suggestions that the Ethiopian pilot operating this flight was having similar trouble with the altitude. It's a very early stage of the investigation, but is that where you would expect investigators to be focusing their attention, on this computer-aided supposedly safety system?
Yes, look, obviously, the interface between automation and the operating systems and how the human element react with it within a crew environment is an incredibly important aspect of airline operations with highly automated aircraft. So, yes, that's no doubt one of the areas that the investigators will be looking at. And the other thing that you've got to consider is what something like 70-75% of all accidents within airline are still human factor related, or some pilot error, or something related to human error.
You talk about the interface between the computer and the pilot. Boeing responded to the Lion Air crash by recommending to national aviation authorities that they advise pilots just to turn the system off if they suspect it is malfunctioning. In hindsight, is that good enough?
Well, the old rule is you've got to fly the aircraft number one. And it is true that in this day and age, some pilots, some airlines may become over-reliant on a technology. And when technology fails, then there are aspects of, you know, operations which could be improved. So you can shut down the system, you can revert to manual flying. And with it being so early in the flight, I think that the fact that the automation, it would seem to be less likely because the pilot's going to be very alert, but the pilot did radio in that there was some technical problem. So I think it's more the matter of how the crew responded to that technical issue that would been reported.
Do you think that Boeing should consider pulling sales of this plane until this issue with the MCAS is completely ironed out?
Not at this stage. It's very early stage, and unless something very early in the investigation shows that there's some fundamental design fault or possibility of a design fault or a product fault, I don't think that would be an initial cause of action.
One major airline, Virgin, has confirmed that it has some of these planes on order, the MAX 8s. Do you know how many of these planes are on order or in operation in airlines around the world?
Look, I haven't got the exact figures in front of me now, but I can say that every other airline operator that's operating the MAX or have got MAX on order, like Virgin, will be looking at very closely at how this investigation unfolds.
That's Professor Ron Bartsch, an aviation law expert at the ANU and a consultant with Avlaw Aviation.